Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. Investigators in Philadelphia confirmed that 2-year-old Jeremiah Cotman, who was reported missing in Chester City, was found safe in Philadelphia Saturday night. Police said they responded to the home of Jeremiah's mother on Wednesday after a reported argument. That's when they learned that family members of Jeremiah had not seen him since his birthday party in May. Police then received information indicating that the boy was with his grandparents. On Saturday, Chester City Police and Philadelphia Police responded to a home on the 40th in Spruce Streets, where they believe Jeremiah had recently stayed with his grandparents. Police found Jeremiah at the home. Police also took 2 people from that home into custody. Investigators have not yet identified those 2 individuals or revealed if they face any charges. Jeremiah, who appeared to be in good condition, was taken to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for an evaluation and is in custody of Child and Youth Services. Ken Dryden was the reason I became a goalie. That's according to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Orr stood taller for our country as he paid tribute to the Montreal Canadiens Hall of Fame goaltender who passed away on Friday. KYW's Vic Raghupathy spoke with Hall of Fame hockey journalist Al Morganti about Dryden's legacy.
McAlergy into the corner to Clark. He gives it to Lee. There's his shot! And an enormous save by Dryden.
Danny Gallivan on the call for CBC almost half a century ago as a Flyers team searching for its 3rd straight Stanley Cup was swept by the defining dynasty of the decade, the Montreal Canadiens, anchored in net by the late Ken Dryden.
I don't think there was any exclusivity to being frustrated by Ken Dryden if you're the Flyers. I think the entire league was in that club.
Hall of Fame hockey analyst for WIP Al Morganti watched Dryden befuddle the Boston Bruins teams he supported.
You just look at him and go, how is it going to happen that they beat this goalie? It's just not going to happen.
Dryden lifted 6 Stanley Cups before an early retirement at the age of 31 to pursue law and politics.
It's like it wasn't his whole life. You would think when you're that good at something, that's all you do. But man, this guy had everything going on.
He wrote a memoir called The Game that's been widely lauded as one of the best sports books in existence. He served in both Canadian Parliament and its ministry cabinet.
From a viewpoint of that side of the board, it's like they just lost an absolute giant.
Ken Dryden died from cancer Friday. He was 78. The Delaware County Health Department is holding a special event Monday to help all former Crozier patients access their medical records. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
Earlier this summer, the health department brought their medical access program to a number of senior centers around the county.
We are offering support to the community to help access their medical records.
Rashida Williamson with the health department says the expansion of the program comes after they noticed the need for access was bigger than just one segment of the population.
Those impacted by the Crozier closure were having some issues navigating the system.
So this upcoming Monday, September 8th, from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., people can walk into their wellness center in Yaden to get help accessing those records.
So they definitely need to bring a cell phone and an ID if they want to access their medical records. There are some kind of security codes that they ask them for, and they need an ID to be scanned. They also need an email address because they need somewhere to send the files once they do access their medical records.
That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.